Hello and welcome to Women in Retail Talks. I'm Ashley Caradio, Senior Content Strategist at the Women in Retail Leadership Circle. And today I'm joined by Kelly Murphy, Director of Experience at Olivela, a luxury retailer with a philanthropic twist. Today we're going to be talking about Olivela's business model, how they pivoted during the COVID-19 pandemic, strategies Kelly is using to lead her team during this time, and much more. So Kelly, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So I gave a brief introduction, but can you explain a little bit more about Olivela's business model and how it's different from most other companies?
Yeah, so our whole model is based on a 20% give back component. So essentially we operate like any other retail site, but we give 20% of the proceeds directly back to causes. And one of the things that really sets us apart is when you look at any item on the site, we have a benefit match metric listed. So you see exactly how much of an impact your purchase is going to have.
So how has Olivela had to pivot as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, especially if you could talk about its marketing efforts and how you talk to customers?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've had to do is take all of our experiences online. One of my favorite parts of this job is engaging with our community. And in order to do that, we launched Olivela IRL in real life to keep up with everyone while they're sheltering at home. So the IRL experience is really our one-stop destination for all things beauty, fashion, education, and fun. So we've been offering exclusive experiences, one-on-one sessions with our beauty team, informational talks with the designers, and more. So it's been really great for us to interact with our customers on the platforms that they are using every day. So Instagram Live, IGTV, Facebook, Zoom, Google Hangouts, and more.
And so obviously the COVID-19 pandemic is going to change the future of luxury retail. What do you think it's going to look like in the fall or even the end of 2020 and beyond?
Yeah, it's so hard to tell because we don't know what's going to happen in the fall, right? Is there going to be another wave of coronavirus? But I think in terms of retail, one of the things that has really stuck out to me is that we are in the age of the conscious consumer. People are really thinking about where they're going to shop and what the impact of their purchase is going to have. So this coming fall, I feel like we're going to see a greater focus on empowering shoppers and more transparency from retailers and brands all around.
So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about you as a leader. So I'm sure being a leader during this time has been tough. Can you talk about any strategies you've used to lead your team and to keep them motivated during this time?
Yeah, so we've been fortunate that we've been able to work from home. And one of the things that we've done is we've instituted daily stand-ups at the beginning and end of each day for our small teams to make sure that, you know, everyone's connected, is in the flow of information, and knows what's going on. And we've also instituted weekly all hands on deck meetings. So we used to have those monthly, now we do them every week. And it's been so great to have a forum where the entire company can come together and connect. And before every all hands meeting, we do send out a questionnaire. So anyone can submit questions or topics that they would like to be addressed. And it's been one of the best ways for us to stay connected and make sure everyone knows what's going on across all teams.
And what do you and your team focus on at Olivela?
Yep, so I am on the experience team. So we are primarily focused on all of our events, activations, and our boutique locations. So right now we are navigating all of the new regulations and safety guidelines to get our Nantucket store open.
Gotcha. And how are you managing work life right now? Do you have any tips that you would share with our listeners?
Yeah, so for me, it's all about keeping a strict schedule. I've been treating every day like I'm going to the office. I have my morning tea, I read the news, I make sure I'm getting dressed for work. One of the big things I believe is if you look good, you feel good. So just making sure that I'm making sure that I feel presentable and am able to kind of be on top of my game. And the other big thing for me is just making sure that I'm blocking off time for lunch breaks and having a hard stop at the end of the day. When you're working from home, it's easy to, you know, just kind of walk over to your laptop and answer a few more emails or work on a brief. And it's one of those things that having those strict timelines has helped me remain much more focused and motivated during the day because I know I only have a certain amount of time to get everything done.
Yeah, we've been hearing that a lot. That's helping a lot of people to have a start and end time. Can you tell us a little bit about Olivela's process for opening stores?
So one of the things that we're really focused on with opening our stores is making sure that we are, you know, taking in all of the necessary safety guidelines and precautions so that our customers feel safe coming into store and that our employees feel safe interacting with the customers. So we are following CDC guidelines. We're following state and town guidelines to make sure that, you know, we are doing everything in our power to make sure that everyone is comfortable. So we have, you know, been updating our signage and making sure that we maintain 6 feet of distance. We are rearranging the store so we have a clear path through and, you know, removing sitting areas as well as implementing contactless payment and all those things, you know, daily temperature checks and hygiene stations and all that good stuff that, you know, will hopefully help prevent any concerns about health or safety because all those measures will be in place.
So let's switch gears again. We're in the middle of what some are saying a modern day civil rights movement. Olivela made a statement on Facebook saying it stands with the Black Lives Matter movement and is committed to actionable changes. Can you talk a little bit about some of those changes that Olivela has planned?
We are in such an unprecedented time right now. And we made the statement that we stand with Black Lives Matter because it is something that we truly believe in and are committed to, you know, not only listening, but action. So we are implementing, you know, Black representation amongst our brands, our influencers, our models, in addition to the photographers and art directors and different vendors we use. We are making sure that we increase Black representation in our workforce throughout the ranks, through our leadership team, all the way down to individual contractors, and really having honest and transparent discussions with our team to align on the best path forward. And, you know, in addition to focusing and listening, one of the things that we've done in our history is we've continued to launch new pillars. So we started with girls' education, and since then we've launched women's empowerment and sustainability, and we are currently working on launching our social justice pillar. So this is something we are really excited to move forward with and, you know, have this continue to live on.
So when the COVID-19 pandemic's behind us, what are you most excited about in the world of luxury retail going forward? A lot of people are talking about how this will spark innovation. Do you think that?
Yes. So, I mean, honestly, I'm just so excited for kind of all the changes and the new ideas and the thoughtful discussions that have been taking place. And as I mentioned before, I feel like we're in the age of the conscious consumer. And one of the things that I'm excited for is, you know, this is something that we were founded on, and I feel like more people are taking the time to rethink the way they shop, how the purchases they make have an impact, and we're just so excited to see kind of this cultural shift in how people are looking at things and the impact that they're having through their everyday actions.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Women in Retail Talks.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at womeninretail.com for show notes. Women in Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Women in Retail Talks.